Well, the seated jurors are apparently falling like flies. I have not been able to follow it because I have been doing my assigned duties on the radio. But I look up at my monitors with the closed captioning on. What an invention. And I see this, that the jury selection continues in historic Trump trial. There's also anti-Israel protests at Columbia University. And the jury is down to five after 3 days, after two jurors were excused. And I don't even know if that counts the one that had denied, had lied, I think under oath. I think they have to swear in when they say they didn't do anything on social media that had anything to do with Donald Trump. And then they said, well, here's one that you say, like, death to Donald Trump or something foolish
like
that.
Lock him up, it said, I think.
You know, lock him up. And he goes, oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. Okie dokie. The team is here. You heard from our executive producer, Mike Parsons. Yep, the same Mike Parsons first thing in the morning, 5 to 6. Danielle Mason running all our controls, and Rich Luzinski, WJR Traffic and Weather First. I hope you're streaming us, too, at WJR.com, or the WJR app is great to have. And you can get our podcast. Listen to the show if you can't be here between noon and 2. Very quickly, again, we had Randy Galeri on, the Kimberly Ann Galeri Foundation. Kimberly's Gift Gala is Friday, May 3rd at the Detroit Golf Club. Kimberly'sGift.org, KimberlysGift.org, or 248-528-0440, 248-528-0440.
And we'll link that address on the podcast once we post it, so people
can
go
you
to
do
the
that?
Website.
That would be
great. I figured it out finally.
Oh, well, excellent. That would be great. That's very helpful. Thank you for that. So even more reason to go to WJR.com. And go under podcasts. It's down at the bottom. Hit that and find me and Focus and all of us. Dow CEO promotes clean energy initiatives, sustainability, profitable, he tells the Economic Club. And he being the Dow CEO, Jim Fitterling, who we started our show off with yesterday, all round good guy. I mentioned earlier, right at the beginning of the show, that Mayor Duggan knocked it out of the park. Knocked it out of the park. He does such a great job in doing this State of the City address, and there's lots to be proud of. And he again reminds us we're reintroducing ourselves to the world during the NFL draft. Last time they were here, things are even better. And the next time they'll be here, things will be even better. If I start listing all of them, I'll miss something. There's lots. We'll be underscoring them. Bill Ford talking about the Google drone tests for Michigan Central Station. How about that? A place where it made its name with trains making their way through the station. Now the drones and drone training. Amazing stuff. And I said to Congresswoman Dingell, and this is such a little thing, but instead of wasting all the time the Democrats and Republicans do in Washington, how about working on the story that's been buried in page 4? Fraud may cost the federal government up to $521 billion, not just this year, every year. The U.S. government may lose between $233 and $521 billion to fraud each year. How about working on that, you men and women in Washington that we sent to make America great and better? Instead of the petty stuff that you're doing to try to prevent elections being free and clear. Now, don't get me started. All right. So, yes, as has been pointed out, this is my 50th birthday today for the 21st time. So I appreciate that. And no one has given me a gift like Marie Osborne, who has presented to me an ad from the 1970s for clothing, if I need to get any clothing. It's men's short and long sleeve business shirt sets, $2.99 each. And there are two dandies, two fellows with short sleeve shirts, ties, shorts, high socks, where they look like they're in Bermuda, don't they? They look like they're in Bermuda, but I love the cost. Fashion ties, $3.99. Fashion shorts, $7.99. Leather belts, $2. Socks, 99 cents. Where? What store was this, Marie?
70s never looked better, did they?
No.
No, I don't. No, and I don't
they
know.
Never looked good either. But
I don't know where that ad was from. I swiped it from the internet, like everybody
okay,
does.
Well done.
When I saw that, I thought, "Oh, this just reminds me of Paul W. I've got to send it to him."
Well, I'm glad you did. Thanks for the birthday wishes, and thanks for what you're doing now, which is reminding us all with the NFL draft coming up this next week. Preparations in full gear. That includes art installations around the city, restaurants pulling out all the stops to welcome everybody from around the corner and around the country. WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne continues her look at some of the interesting things unfolding around the city of Detroit. Marie?
And Paul, have you seen the cleats that they've put in at this around the city? There's 20 of them. I don't know, maybe you've seen them downtown.
I've heard about them, have not seen them.
Yeah, you have to look around, but they're down there. There's 20 of them, in fact. And I'll tell you about one in particular. Each one of these cleats is 5 feet tall. It's painted by a different Detroit artist. The installation is called Decleated, and the project was led by City Walls in the city of Detroit. Right outside of Huntington Place, you're going to find a cleat that was designed by Detroit artist Philip Simpson. And he says his piece is all about love.
Bright clouds, you got the sunshine. And I typically add smiles and butterflies in my work. And just the smiles just represents kindness and joy. The butterflies represents freedom.
And Simpson actually makes a living as an artist. So this was a huge honor, he says, to be chosen to paint the cleat. And he's absolutely humbled by the experience.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, I got a chance to take my family downtown to see it. And it's a joy that when you have people sending you pictures like, hey, I went downtown and took a picture next to the cleat.
And he's so proud of that. So those cleats will eventually be available for purchase through an online auction. I'll tell you about that in a second. Meanwhile, the restaurants, they've been in high gear preparing for these 400,000 expected visitors, maybe more. Chef Jordan Hoffman with Park 220 Merrill and Experience Zuzu says they're ready.
I think we've all been preparing. I know that myself at my restaurant, we've been preparing for month upon month to make sure that we can handle this influx.
And he says he hopes people will take advantage of the diverse food culture that we have in this city, starting with Coney's and pizza and all of it. He says everyone, he says, will be on their toes to give the very best experience possible.
We're ready and eager to just kind of have everybody who's walking around the streets come take an opportunity to come see our spaces, come enjoy our food, enjoy our hospitality, and enjoy the city of Detroit.
Now back to the cleats for a second. They are all, this is all for charity, so that makes it cool. Bidding starts at $2,500 per cleat, and you can purchase it outright for $10,000.
Yikes!
It's for charity, Paul.
I know. All of it goes to the area.
All of it goes
area
to the
charities.
20 charities, so they're going to make some money on this. And what a great conversation starter, right? If you have a business anywhere in the metro area, to put something like that out in front of your store that's painted so beautifully. So you can go to visitdetroit.com. It's visitdetroit.com. They have a little tab there for the NFL cleats. Or you can go to WJR.com and we'll have the full story there and you can kind of make your way over to Visit Detroit through that way.
And I'm glad you reminded us. VisitDetroit.com is the place to go to get your free pass for all the activities. No charge. Don't let anyone charge you anything. There's no charge. So go to VisitDetroit.com. Everything's self-explanatory. If I can do it, you can do it. And this City Walls and City of Detroit, good for them for the Decleated project. With all that money going to area charities, was I overreacting, or did Mayor Mike Duggan hit it out of the park yesterday?
You know what? I just love listening to him. He is a great communicator.
He is a
great communicator. And I've thought that from the very beginning. And you know, we're in radio, we're communicators. And when you see somebody who's that gifted, you really have to take a note of that.
We are so lucky to have him as our mayor. I wish he were in Washington, D.C. communicating. I mean, you get some of these guys to communicate. It's a joke.
Right.
Anyway, you don't have to say that because you're a news person. But I can say it because I'm just a talk show host. God bless you, Marie, and thanks for
the birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Marie Osborne, WJR senior news analyst, all-round nice person, as we continue on WJR.